News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. And I'm telling you right now, we do have the best audience. You bunch of right side ruffians. How many of y'all saw the president's press conference? I mean, if you could stand it. How many of y'all saw it right now? I got the five. Fox News is the five on. Some of the best commentary. Yes, there are both conservatives and liberals on the five. Those of you who believe you watch Fox, you only get one side of the story. No, you get both sides of the story, actually. But I'm looking at it right now, and they're sitting there saying, this was like another example of the president just literally shouting at us, just literally dividing the nation. It's like that's what he does best right now, is he divides the nation. Hey, if you want to call in for a few more minutes here, we got some time, 866-494-9866. And I'm going to, by the way, I'm going to reserve the last part of the half hour we have left to play something that I think will encourage you. But nonetheless, let me just do this. Let me say 866-494-9866. What do you think about President Biden's vaccine mandates? The very idea that if you're a federal worker, you will get it whether you want to or not. If you are a military member, you will get it whether you want to or not. If you're an employer that has 100 employees, you will get it whether you want to or not. If you're a contractor who does contract work with the federal government, you will get it whether you want to or not. See, I'm not anti-vax. I just tweeted out a minute ago. I'm not anti-vax, but I am definitely anti-mandate. Definitely. I can tell you right now, if I was I am a private employer, by the way. My law firm is not big enough to where I would have to worry about meeting his 100-member threshold. But if I was, I would tell him to take a flying leap. I'm not going to mandate my employees get a vaccine. I can just tell you right now, everybody in my office has had to deal with it. I know people that have dealt with it. I know people that are dealing with it right now. But I am not going to infringe upon them to the extent that they have to do what I tell them to do in terms of their personal health. At the same time, we're also not going to see things like, and Dale, I think it was Dale that brought it up a little while ago on the Grand Council, that we've got one hospital here in town that was releasing people's medical information with regards to vaccination status. That's not supposed to happen. And luckily, the Attorney General got wind of it and told him to shut it down. But folks, that kind of stuff, you literally have right now an opportunity to make decisions about what you're going to do. And I will tell you again, folks, listen. With regards to vaccines, if you have reviewed them and you feel comfortable taking it, then by all means, please do. I am not anti-vax. I'm not going to tell you shouldn't or should. I'm not going to tell you whether I have or have not. I'm just going to tell you right now, if you want to, that's fine. But the government has no place right now, with only one of three opportunities for vaccination even approved by the FDA, to mandate that your private employers tell you to get a vaccination. That's just antithetical to who we are as a nation. So, folks, more to come on this. But if you want to talk about it, 866-494-9866. I'll take those calls, and you give me your thoughts. And I think the phones are already ringing, so I'll hang on a second and just say this, that literally I do believe this is going to be challenged in court. I think immediately it will. If you follow me on Twitter, by the way, and by the way, Twitter is where I pretty much do most of my social media now. I'm hardly ever on Facebook anymore. In fact, my Facebook, I've had three attempts at hacks. One did hack and steal my email address the other day, and I had to go through all the machinations of getting that changed. But nonetheless, Twitter is where I do most of my stuff, and you can find me on Twitter at Sen, that's S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. And I just tweeted out a little while ago, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, with regards to these vaccine mandates, just said, yep, we'll see you in court there, Joe Biden. And I do believe that Alabama would follow suit. All right, so I got somebody that wants to challenge me on certain things, and I see line five has got Cliff from Huntsville. All right, so Cliff from Huntsville, tell me what your thoughts are on this vaccine mandate. Cliff, thanks for calling in.
I'm all for it. Here's why. By analogy, what if I said to you, I believe that everyone should keep their speed down to 50 on the parkway, but I don't believe in speed limits.
And you think that applies?
Mandate that a person do what I'm going to say is the right and safe thing. And where would this analogy break down?
Well, the analogy breaks down the moment you just uttered it, Cliff. I mean, the reality is we're talking about apples and oranges here. You're talking about driving on the parkway, which someone can choose not to drive on the parkway. They can choose to drive on a different road if they don't like the parkway.
Okay,
they can choose to go to work a different route or take public transportation. You're talking about now, oh, by the way, we want to put something into your body and hope that things go well for you.
No, please. Every road across America.
Every road across America, what?
There is no. I favor everyone keeping it in what I regard as safety, but I don't want a speed limit.
Okay, and you think somehow that applies to vaccine mandates, where your ability to work
and
your ability to live? Hang on, Cliff. You think and Cliff, I think you're on Bluetooth or something because you're getting hard to hear. But the reality is, what you're talking about is apples and oranges. Now, I understand what you're saying. Yes, there are laws in place that restrict certain aspects of society, but I do not think you can compare a speed limit on a road to the idea of injecting something into someone's body that they have perhaps a religious exemption to, a medical exemption to, or just a well-informed understanding that they've chosen not to do it for whatever reason. I mean, if you want to get
the
shot,
we have separation of church and state.
Hang on a second. If you want to get the shot, you can get the shot, and you're not at risk at that point, at least not in terms of what we're being told. But someone else who has chosen to go ahead and be more at risk does not make you more at risk.
Well,
am I right?
Oh, but wait, yes, it does. If we say there's no mandate for your speed, for your maximum speed, then that person is endangering himself by not getting the vaccine, as it were, and he's endangering everyone else.
And I disagree with that, because everyone else who chose to get the vaccine has built up those immunities and has the ability to say, I am in a much stronger position. If you choose to be weak, it does not mean that I'm weak with you. And I think you're chasing rabbits here, Cliff. The reality is, you believe right now. That the federal government should have a right to come into your house and say you will inject yourself and your children with something, even if you have a religious exemption, a physical exemption, or for that matter, you're just very concerned and you're not sure and you want to wait till you get further FDA approval or something else. You think that's okay because you're comparing it to a speed limit. And I think that's apples
and oranges. I don't know what's further than total full FDA approval. What part of full are you arguing about here?
Well, first of all, you've got FDA. Yes. No. You apparently haven't been reading the news, Cliff. If you look at it, Pfizer, one of three options. Pfizer has been given FDA approval, but it is conditional approval right now without further research to show the final effects. All right. However, you still have the two other options, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna, that have not reached the level of FDA approval. And yet the Biden administration is already urging people to get booster shots of those same things. So, and Cliff, I got two other people on the line, so thank you for your attempt to argue with me, but I do think you fall short by trying to use speed limits as the means of doing it. All right, folks, I'm going to go to the next line here. Let me get Rich from Huntsville. Rich from Huntsville, hey, man, thanks for calling Right Side Radio. What you got?
Hey, yeah, the vaccine mandate, I don't know, I'm taking this as a product of, you know, people like Bill Jackson promoting the vaccine in the first place, and then people like you, Phil, who won't say one way or other if they got the vaccine. I believe that everyone that's against the vaccine should be openly against it. They should, you know, and they should speak that, you know, speak that to power. And so, you know, maybe the state, you know, the state wouldn't come after us so hard, but, you know, people have soft positions, and then you have other people, like I said, like Dale, that's actively promoting the vaccine. So it makes the, you know, the White House and other people look at it, you know, and say, well, most people are for this, so we should just force it on everybody.
All right. Hey,
I think people need to take a real stand against it, or just be for it.
Well, okay, so I think people that are saying no, that's pretty much a real stand. And I don't think it's my place to tell people my personal medical business. So when I don't tell people whether I've had a shot or not, it's because I don't think it's any of their business. If the Biden administration wants to come knock on my door with a checkboard and say, yes or no, have you had the vaccination? I'm going to shut the door and tell them to take a hike. I don't think it's anybody's place to start asking questions about my vaccination status right now. But the other question I've got is, why is it okay for someone to literally say, I don't want that shot, and then be castigated by their government and told that you will or you could lose your job, or you will or we're going to penalize you, or we'll or we're going to, you know, send you to some kind of a quarantine camp? I mean, I think Rich is already gone. All right. Copra, I see you've got a comment that's brewing right now. So let me hear your comment before I move on to callers.
Okay, so now we don't have the freedom to choose what to put into our body, and we don't have the freedom of how we talk about it? That's ridiculous. You want to force people to tell everybody on the planet if they've gotten the vaccine or not. Like, even employers requiring you to tell you, I have a problem with, let alone, why does some Joe Schmo on the street have any right to learn about my medical information? That's ridiculous.
Well, it's sooner or later you're going to wind up wearing the scarlet letter, right? It's unreal. Good point, Copper. So I disagree so far. So far I've got callers that I'm disagreeing with, which doesn't happen every day, but we do have a divisive topic. Who was next in line, Copper? I mean, I got three on hold. Let me go ahead and take Scott from Fayetteville. Hey, Scott, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. What you got?
Hey, Phil. Thank you for your service. I love your show.
Hey, thanks, man.
Where is our congressman and senator standing up for our HIPAA rights?
Great point. And I do believe, by the way, they've been against mandates, but I'm not hearing them very loudly. All right. I'm not hearing a whole lot out of them.
I just got an email from my company that says, you need to update your vaccination status. And I'm thinking, what? It's really none of your business, but that not the way they're following Joe Biden.
So did they send you that after his speech today? Is that what happened?
No, it came out this morning, but after he had put out an all call for national corporations to enforce the vaccine mandate.
Wow. All right, man. Well, hey, Scott, thanks for the call, and you're right. Our elected leaders are going to have to take a stand, and we hope they do on behalf of us that believe that mandates are government overreach in this regard. We're running out of time here, and I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and take one more caller. Let me get Robert from Huntsville. Hey, Robert, I got about 30 seconds, man. What you got?
Hey, I just wanted to say I think the mandates are important. I mean, it's a public health issue, and we know that they work. And it seems crazy to me that the same people that are willing to force a 12-year-old girl in Texas to give birth to a child are the same people that are saying they don't want a vaccine in their body. It's a public health issue.
How about this? So, you just went the opposite direction, Robert. Let me unwind your argument there. You just apparently are the person who stands up for what people like to call choice when it comes to abortions, but no choice when it comes to vaccinations. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
It's got to be one or the other. We have to choose.
It's not, Robert. Either you stand for choice or you don't. So you don't believe there's choice when it comes to life in the womb, but you do believe you do believe there's choice, but you don't believe there's choice when it comes to a vaccination.
I think there's a public health issue, and we need to vaccinate. But if the government is going to tell us what we can and can't have in our body, then that needs to be the way it needs to be. But if it's wishy washy. If it just depends on what a certain group of people's morality is, then it's just too muddy. It doesn't make sense.
I think that's another good example of why when you try to get into people's morals and you try to get into people's personal business and you try to tell them what to put in their bodies and you try to tell them they can't have a job that they've worked all their lives to earn the right for, you know, a living and a retirement simply because of an unproven vaccination. I think that's government overreach. I don't think it's going to stand up in court, man, but good luck with that. Hey, folks, I have no choice but to go ahead and move towards a short break. When we come back, I may have time for one more phone call, but I got to end the day on something more positive, all right? So just be aware, if I've got callers holding on the line, I may be able to get to you, but let's see how long this break takes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. We are about freedom here at WVNN. If you don't believe me, just listen a little more. You'll find out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.